It may surprise some people to find art students doing science, but to Maddie Dahl, it's totally natural.
I've always really been interested in, especially like paleontology and that kind of thing, so like dinosaurs. And I guess I always told myself if I could draw dinosaurs for a living, I'd be a happy person. So scientific illustration really appealed to me.
Today, next to a crackling fire, she's studying a series of tables and charts on her laptop. It's the final day of a week-long course called Life Under the Ice. 9 students from MIAD, the Milwaukee Institute for Art and Design, are wrapping up their projects.
I always said that teaching at MIAD natural science was like herding feral cats, because they have so many different attitudes towards life and toward everything they do.
Maurizio Muro teaches natural sciences at MIAD and is one of this week's trip leaders.
We work with them, create a nice little experimental design or a research project. They go out, drill holes, collect samples, do what they need to do, and they work on it for the whole week.
Experiments involve drilling holes in frozen lakes and sampling the water.
1 hole, 2 holes, 3 holes, how many is needed?
Each student's project focuses on something different. Katie Hassaker is looking at living organisms called phytoplankton.
I had to collect both phytoplankton and zooplankton because I wanted to see how zooplankton and nutrients would affect phytoplankton growth.
MIAD has a science requirement, where students have to take at least 6 science credits. Knowledge of science can inform careers in art, like design. Paul Ingevold also teaches science at MIAD and is also leading this week's trip. He says there are lots of reasons it's relevant to an art major.
Well, one, I think it's a valuable, the process is very valuable, how to solve problems. It also helps them understand the natural world in a way that they can become better citizens.
Or science can be a kind of inspiration, says photography major Michelle Sharp.
I guess I've always been interested in science, but I didn't realize it until this year when I noticed I was doing like pseudoscience art projects and photographing diatoms through microscopes and things like that. And I was like, wow, I should get a science minor. That just makes sense. So I like exploring and finding things.
Students have been facing Arctic temperatures as well as a rigorous schedule, and they now face a deadline for getting all their data analyzed. Muru says it's not exactly a vacation.
With these students, mostly what we're doing, we're pushing them to think more than anything else. So for me and for Paul, the fact that they collect a water sample and they tell us, oh, this, there's so many diatoms, so many yada, 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 fine, but what does it mean?
For each of the students, that answer is likely to be something a little different. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.